Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I'm your host, Jay John, and he was in the studio not too long ago, but he's now on the line. It is our team member, Juby. Hey, Juby.
Hello.
The magic of radio.
Incredible.
Now, we didn't get a chance to speak earlier on in the week about an event you went along to, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't have time because we were kicked out of the studio.
That's true. We were kicked out. I guess we're not as important as we think we are.
Oh, it's a sad life.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So last weekend, I went to see the Smith Street Band, who are
probably one of my favorite bands.
Maybe of all time. But their supporting act was Joyce
Manor.
And they've got an Asian person in there.
Okay.
Because, well, it's a bit of a stretch, but they're really good. And I'm going to try and force them into our playlist.
Oh, good. Well, I see that there is a way to do that now, yes, because they have an Asian person in there.
Absolutely.
And diversity is our thing, you see.
That is our slogan.
We're quite flexible.
We're great, aren't we?
But what stands out?
Well, Joyce Manor, they're obviously not your typical band. I can't really say who they sound like, but they're definitely more alternative, more grungy, more rock. They definitely sound like something from a punk rock 90s era kind of thing.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just think they're really different. They're so edgy, and a lot of people should definitely listen in on them.
Right. Okay, well, you're selling it. I guess we'll also have to post some links on our Facebook page, right?
Absolutely.
So where exactly was the event?
It was at the Forum in Melbourne.
Right, okay. And have they been, like, are they gone now? Are they still in town, or?
I think they have one last show tonight in Perth.
Right, okay.
Still supporting the Smith Street Band. If you guys like them, definitely check them out. They're both actually really different bands in terms of sound, but you'll definitely like some aspects of both bands.
Okay, very good. Anything else to add, Juby?
Well, Joyce Manor, they are managed by Asian Man Records out in LA, in California. Asian Man Records have, I think, 20 or 30 plus bands on their roster.
Okay.
I'd love it if we had the opportunity to interview either Joyce Manor or even the man behind Asian Man Records, because they just seem like really interesting people, especially since they do it by themselves as independent artists and an independent label.
So how long have they been around for?
I think Asian Man Records have been around since the 80s.
Oh, wow. So they've been doing it for a bit. Yeah.
Quite a while.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of stuff I like, because it's a bit more diverse. It's a bit out there. Not everyone, you know, it's not like your mainstream stuff. It's a bit more indie, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Very
good.
Indie.
They're definitely just hard workers working for themselves.
That's it. And Asian Pop Radio, we do support a lot of indie artists of all different genres, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope we get some more things on there.
Excellent. Well, keep tabs on our social media pages. Obviously, Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Follow us on Twitter at AsianPopRadio, and make sure you bookmark our website, AsianPopRadio.com, because no doubt, Juby will be keeping you in form, in check on all things indie in the days, months, years to come.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Juby.
No worries. Thanks, Jez.